Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here is Carl Lindabad on KCNR 1460. Right here in Shasta, Redding. All the way down to Red Bluff and even further south, as we're finding out. People are calling in saying they heard us all the way almost to Corning day before yesterday. So that's great during the day.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I'm joined today by our producer, Bob. Good morning, Bob. Bob's waving. And
Say hi.
You can say hi, Bob.
Well, good morning.
Okay, that's enough. All right. And then, of course, my show, Bob. Of course, it's not really my show. It's our show because I'm joined by my true love, Linda.
Good morning. And it totally is our show.
It's
our
Bob's
studio.
It's Bob's show, too.
Boy, yeah.
we have leaned on the Belongies.
And Brenda, if you're listening, I so appreciate. You know, it's the wives, too, that have to be behind any successful man who is married, the wife who is the best friend, and I'm not saying the stay-at-home wife. I'm talking about your partner.
Your partner.
And
it can be a stay-at-home wife.
And you know what? Here we are during the holiday season. If you ever need your partner to really be your buddy, it's the time of year to do that because, you know, we're going to be visiting friends and families, and I mentioned this earlier, but this is a time where maybe certain buttons might be pushed for certain people.
Well, I can tell you what my buttons are right now. Is that the stuff that we're having shipped in all over from the United States is coming in, and when we turn it on, the fault light goes on. I can't say enough about Ron Smith, who's our engineer, and Jim Bremer, and then, you know, Bob and Mike Quinn. I mean, we get this stuff from all over. We plug it in, push it, run it up to the satellite, and it goes. This red light comes on. Well, what the heck's that? So, you know, we pull all-nighters trying to figure out how to fix that. And then we ship it back, and they ship us another one. You know, it's just
machines. They can't be perfect. Hey, how about?
But you know what? That's part of putting it on. That's part of starting a station like this when you're having to use the equipment, you know, and get stuff. But we're making it work, and we're not giving up. We're still pushing forward. Yeah.
Well, and we've seen the true warriors. You know, the warriors come in all different shapes, sizes, and professions. These guys that have been here working on this are true warriors. I mean, this is their own battle, their own personal battle to make it work. They don't care about how long it takes. I'm shocked at the that's what happens. I'm shocked at the time and the commitment. But this is what happens when you truly are in your passion. You forget about everything else, and you're in the zone. Like, I remember my days in Nashville, and I would be in the studio, and some of these musicians would stay up, and the engineers would stay up all night to get just the perfect sound of the recording for drums. And so when you look at the Country Music Awards, or if you watched the Carrie Underwood special last night, that just doesn't happen by saying, oh, gee, I want to be a star, or gee, I want to be a good guitar player when I grow up. I mean, it takes hours upon hours upon hours of complete commitment. Sometimes you have to not go out with your girlfriend or your wife. Sometimes you don't make that dinner or that party, or, by the way, sometimes you forget very important things like weddings.
Oh. We're going to take a quick break here. And we come back. We've got our guest today. We've got a few guests coming in from the Good News Rescue Mission. We've got Trish Clark coming in at 8 o'clock. Talk politics in Shasta County. You know, what's going on this year, or what happened this year, and what's going on next year. And how can we help fix some of the problems around with business? And then we've got a few things that are going on because it's Christmas week, different presents that you might be thinking about. But when we come back, it's still going to be 31 degrees. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Okay, I was wrong. It wasn't 31. It's 41. It felt like 31 to me
because degrees,
not age. You know, there's just, we're going to try and, for the next couple of days, give uplifting things, but some of the gifts you can buy, maybe you weren't thinking of, but then I look at, you know, the fact that people, at Christmas time. In Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, has ordered officials remove angel stars and other religious symbols from Christmas trees in county buildings over concerns they violate the Constitution.
That makes me sick.
This was an order followed by a complaint by a Santa Rosa resident, an atheist, who heads the county Socialist Peace and Freedom Party. Let's hear it for those socialists in that Peace and Freedom Party. He issued the order Monday to managers of all 26 county departments, said it's not the government's role to endorse religion. A star on top of a tree is a religious symbol for some people. Well,
I don't
know. I guess so.
Why does it make my stomach turn?
I don't know. You know, this guy or this person, whoever it is, Sutley, Irv, has been successful in stopping prayers at government meetings in several cities and having the park there redesign its city emblem because it appeared to include the Star of David in a church. You know, I guess that, that we just inflict Christianity because of Christmas. And, you know, yes, we can, you know, people can call it, oh, well, you know, it all started out as a pagan ritual. You know, I don't care. I don't care what it started out as. I don't care. I know is that, you know, Christmas is related to the birth of Christ, if you're a Christian, and that's the way it should be. You know, the fact that it's become, you know, such a time for, you know, in some cases, gluttony and, you know, wasteful spending is not right. But, you know, when you see this, it's just, it makes you wonder how offended is somebody with something like this. Anyway.
Well, did anyone read the Declaration of Independence, endowed by their creator?
Yeah.
Want to fill that line up?
Yeah, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Yes, the country was founded on those principles, and the founding fathers made that very clear in all their writings. So, no, there is no official religion, but the country was founded on those principles, and you are free to adopt them or not adopt them, but don't tell me what I can or cannot adopt.
But I think that's what Irv is saying, is that, hey, every time I look at that Christmas tree, you're shoving Christianity down my throat, and it's a county building. My taxes are paying for this. I'm not agreeing with Irv. I'm just saying this is probably what his argument is.
Well,
again,
there's so many things in our world, in our society, that are symbolic. Are you going to tell the 4-H or the Girl Scouts that they, with their little symbol, you can't sell cookies because there's a symbol. Well, you symbolize. You stand for something. It grosses me out.
Well, anyway, Sonoma County, Merry Christmas. Now, in England, you know, London, England is such a place. I mean, if you haven't been there, it's I've actually literally walked down streets in London, there over there by Hyde Park, that I did not hear a word of English being spoken. And it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, you could go on one street, would be one ethnic group, and one would be another ethnic group. But the firm of Lloyd Platt and Company is offering the perfect wedding gift for some people. Not wedding gift, I'm sorry, Christmas gift. Is your marriage or a friend's going through a rocky period? How about a divorce voucher? Yes, they are selling divorce vouchers for Christmas, a Christmas present. You have a friend that's having a tough time. They usually charge $530 an hour for the divorce. Said that they've been selling the vouchers early. They're charging about half. So about, you know, $260 bucks for a half-hour session with a divorce lawyer, a little bit less, maybe $200, which is a great savings, I guess, if you're going to go there.
Let me put my two cents in. I like that. And here's why. And you might think that I'm crazy, but this is something when Carl and I came together, we're about ready to celebrate our second anniversary. We decided that every year on our anniversary, we were going to renew our contract. And everybody should do the same or think about doing the same. Because what happens is we get lazy. Look at our country. We take so much for granted. If you thought that every year that, say, for instance, that divorce voucher was going to be in front of you and you could sign it, would you? Would you look at your partner in the face and say, I gave you everything I could. I tried. I still treat you like you're my girlfriend or my boyfriend. I I pay attention to your needs. You are the most important person in my life, you know, because I know that if you think about, you know, well, I'm not going to go into a religious part of that, but I just think it's so important. And so, therefore, Carl and I made that decision from the time that we met that every year we were going to renew our contract. So this is a good idea.
Well, I don't see exactly, my dear, how a divorce voucher goes along.
No,
with
if you bought the voucher.
Redoing your contract.
No, if you bought the voucher.
I've decided not to redo the contract.
No,
Here's your divorce voucher.
No, you put it in front of somebody and say, do you want to sign it or not? It's just kind of the reverse of have you done everything that you can do? I mean, you can do it any way you want to do it, whether it's contractually, whether it's in renewing your vows, or whether it's like a divorce voucher. I mean, it's kind of funny, actually. But what it is, it's a wake-up call.
Yeah. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567. That's 605-4567. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Hey, it's 41 degrees. Its time is 7:24. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We've been talking about different presents that we can give. In England, they're giving divorce vouchers.
Let's talk about what they're giving here.
Okay, what are they giving?
Well, I mean, how about a nice night with your family before Christmas down in Anderson? At the Ice Spectacular. I would love to get a caller to call in 605-4567. If you've been there, tell us about your experience. We haven't been there. We're going to try to make it tonight. I think it would be a shame if we went through the Christmas season without making it down there. We've just been so busy with, you know, the studio and the launch and all that. But
we have missed a lot of things.
We have missed a lot.
Because when we make a plan and then something goes down, so we're back in here. So.
Today's Wednesday, December 23rd. This is the 357th day of 2009. Okay, if your feet are just hitting the ground, you know what? There's only 8 days left in the year. Make them count. Flashback in history. In 1909, the Northern California Power Company had 200 men employed in the Mountain County, where they probably would work all winter. At times in the previous summer, the company has had more as many as 1,100 employees. When spring returned and the weather was favorable, more than 1,000 people would be rushed back to work. In 1959, a pothole in the lava beds 4 miles north of Mount Shasta would become a dumping place for septic tank cleanings.
That's nice and Christmassy.
Ooh, Supervisor Barr said he had secured approval of the site from both the Siskiyou County Health Department and the State Department of Health. Barr said the pothole was on U.S. Forest Service land, but a use permit would be obtained. That was in 1959. In 1984, this is a flashback on Today in History. Despite a sometimes hostile crowd of nearly 240 parents and educators, Cottonwood Union School District trustees demoted longtime principal Howard Leonard back to a teaching position effective June 30th. Few in the crowd were pleased with the explanations given for the demotion. I love this. Talk about the people standing up. When the trustees were pressed to provide examples, few were offered. And back in 1999, the federal government's near daily warnings about terrorism and the looming Y2K date change put North State air travelers on edge. Reading Airport's manager, Rod Dinger. Is it Dinger? Bob, you've been here a long time.
I believe it is Dinger.
Okay, we'll say Dinger.
As opposed to Dinger?
Yeah. Okay. Said that while security at the airport hadn't increased, he'd received a letter from the Federal Aviation Administration instructing personnel and passengers to use extra caution. Thus, I wonder, you know, when we have our local listeners that come back after they fly, we would definitely want to hear from you about your travel experiences, what has changed, if anything, or upgraded in the security department as far as traveling.
Well, they're trying to make it easier, but it looks like is if you're going to travel home for Christmas, probably today is probably the last really good day to do it. Even though in the Midwest that they are having horrible storms out there, that the global warming has caused just, you know, monsoons in Kansas and Iowa. Okay, maybe they're not monsoons. Maybe they are just horrible, horrible snowstorms.
Remember back in the day, though, when traveling was glamorous? I used to love – I love airports.
You don't like stripping down in the line there as they take off your shoes, they take off your coat, they take off
I made a few
socks.
Jokes. I made a few jokes before, and they look at me like, you know, when they wand, they put the wand on, they make you take off your bracelets, your earrings, your hat, your belt, your shoes. And the next thing I said, you know, I'm wearing an underwire bra. You don't want me to take that off, do you? And they look at me like
– Anyway. Okay. You know, hey, I made a mistake yesterday when I know it's hard to believe. When I talked about Senator Nelson and the how he had cut a deal, a pretty sleazy deal, so that his state of Nebraska would not have to pay for Medicare, that was wrong. It was Medicaid. He cut a deal with the Democrats with his party, so that they would not have that the state of Nebraska would not have to pay for the Medicaid changes, which is kind of like a bribe. It's still sleazy. It's, you know, and I'm sorry, I just keep bringing this up. I cannot believe how low we have sunk in our Senate, in our House to see the things that they're talking about, that how they're bribing people. You know, I don't, you know, they're talking about the Louisiana Purchase, the amount of money went down to Senator Landrieu from Louisiana. But you know what? That's Louisiana. Louisiana is the home of corrupt politics. The only one that's more corrupt is Illinois. You know, I mean, try to find somebody in Illinois that hasn't been, you know, indicted at some point, besides, of course, President Obama. But, you know, the governor, everybody else. I mean, they're both corrupt states when it comes to politics. But the bottom line is they're reaching new lows, my friends. They're reaching new lows. How do you feel about paying for Medicaid for Nebraska? I mean, I'm having a problem with this. You know, people are upset about a star on a Christmas tree. They ought to be upset about what they're doing to us. Do we need a change in the health care? Yes. Should it take sleazy backroom 400-page documents at the last second? You know, there's going to be 35 more people. You know, everybody's really happy and proud. 35 more million more people are going to be in insurance, are going to be covered. Well, who's paying for this? These people can't pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it. I'll take a break here. It's Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio. Yes, good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Go to KCNR1460.com. Got the computers up. Love to get your email. Love to hear what's on your mind. Share something with us if you want to get it out. 605-4567 is our studio hotline. By the way, Jan and Bart McCurdy, they rounded up about 40 to 50 friends and family members and invite anyone who needs a free meal to a Christmas Day dinner at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. That was about how many people came last year. This is going to be the fifth year for the McCurdys to have served a free meal. And about 180 people showed up at the community meal they organized last year. What I'm saying is about 40 or 50 friends got together to serve the meal. So this year, it's going to be at the Frontier Senior Center at Anderson for a free Christmas dinner. Also, yesterday, Carl, you know where we're going on New Year's Eve. We're going to hear the Lou White Band celebrate with friends at the Elks Club. What a fun place. So yesterday I go to the Elks Club. I just have to share a little bit of this, you know, personal story. Going to the Elks Club to get our tickets. And I run into a guy named Bob Speden. I don't know exactly how to pronounce his last name, but he's the treasurer of the Reading Elks Lodge. We're hoping that his granddaughter is going to call in because he picked her up yesterday at 2:00 from the airport. She is on the equestrian team for the Army. And we want to be able to get some of our visiting veterans that are home visiting their families in the North State. To call in and let us know where you're stationed and where you're deployed. We welcome you home this very special holiday season.
Well, you know, every time we have our warriors return home, and in fact, Thursday, tomorrow, we're going to have one of our warriors that's been gone that is going to be back on the we're going to have him here on the radio and talk to him. His father is a member of our community, a veteran who I've served with in Iraq at least one time. So, you know, during this Christmas season, we can't forget that our sons and daughters and mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters are out there in harm's way. And they can't, you know, and where we're going to be sitting down on Friday with our families and having, you know, turkey or ham or whatever people have on Christmas and exchanging gifts and being with family, our warriors are out there on the wall someplace in Afghanistan or maybe Iraq or who knows where else. It could be just deployed in some little island, you know, off the coast of Alaska out there running a radar. You know, whatever, whoever's serving and it's out there, they're protecting us. And we need to think about that. We need to think about our people that are out there and to continue to support them. You know, the wars are getting, we're pulling out of Iraq, here, we'll be leaving some forces there, but Afghanistan is ramping up. You know, this is President Obama's war and he's ramping it up. And there's people that, you know, are more and more opposition to the war. Let us never forget that it's the war that you're opposed to, that if you are opposed to it, and not the warriors. We can never forget that. So.
There's a note that's been passed, Bob.
A few years ago, it was my pleasure to know a gentleman named Bernie Rosen, and longtime residents will remember Bernie. He was a gentleman. He was once featured on Good Morning America. Each year at Thanksgiving, he opened his ranch down off of Ash Creek Road to anybody who wanted to come out to Thanksgiving dinner. And it started out small. At one point, he had as many as 100 people out there just who had no place else to go. And Bernie was a former quartermaster. He'd been a career man in the Army. Just an extraordinary individual. Lived off-grid out there at his Dry Creek Ranch. But it was an amazing thing to come out there in a camaraderie, and people would play music, and it was just a huge thing. And Bernie passed a couple of years ago. In fact, he's the one who, when Katrina hit New Orleans, he headed up that group from Reading that took a relief trip down there, and they served up Thanksgiving dinner for all the Katrina victims who had been so badly hit. And unfortunately, we lost Bernie, like I said, a couple of years ago. But I would love to see somebody step up to the plate and do that, because here he just opened his house, anyone and everyone. And literally, Bernie said he knows of at least one individual who'd been contemplating suicide.
Wow.
And went to, decided he was going to have one last really good meal before he went out in the field and did himself. And he met so many extraordinary people, he decided there was something to live for. So, that when you hear a story about that, especially when you're in the news business and you hear about all the bad things that go on, when you hit a story like that, it makes the whole job worthwhile.
Well, Bob, that's a true angel in the North State. And
there's a lot of those around here, though. You know, there's a lot of people that give so much.
God bless Bernie's soul.
Well, you know, also, you know, you talk about, you know, it's like at the Salvation Army ringing the bell. We're going to be able to tell people where we're going to be tomorrow around noontime, ringing that bell. I guess we're ringing it today then.
Well, you know what? Here's the reality. Hopefully we're going to tell you by the end of our show today where we're going to be ringing the bell, and we want you to come out and join us and say hello. It's great to put the name or the face with the caller. And we have so many loyal listeners that have followed us, that email us, that call us. We get text messages and emails during the show. It's just, it's fantastic. And by the way, if you've got something on your mind, 605-4567. We know it's early. You know what? It's, let's see if we can find the
41 degrees.
It's still 41.
It's still 41. We got to take a break here, though. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Oh-ho. Good morning. I love that. That gets me going there. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was do, 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 do. Love it. Good morning. That's how I feel this morning. Ready to just embrace a phenomenal day here in the North State. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, 605-4567. It's 43 degrees. It's going to be about 58 today. The time is, well, 8:40.
Well, it's really 7:42, honey.
Oh, thank you, because, you know, numbers sometimes jumble in my head.
Okay, you know, today on Dennis Miller, as you know, follows us. And Dennis Miller, people go, Dennis Miller, you know, he's a comedian. Well, he's a lot more than just a comedian, you know, on his show. Like, today he's going to have Republican Congressman Mike Pence and the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, the people that don't follow basketball, and that's the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban is pretty much of a liberal guy. He wrote bankrolled a movie a couple years ago depicted our warriors out there as murderers, rapists. It was just a very negative movie. And it set, I think, a record for the amount of people who did not go to this movie. This movie was pulled out of the theaters, I think, in just a couple weeks because it was a resounding failure. You know, people don't want to see movies that depict our service people, our military, as thugs and murderers. I mean, they never have. He's also going to have Buzz Aldrin and Duke University basketball coach, and then comedians Drew Carey and Jeff Allen. Miller covers the gamut. He had Sarah Palin on his show one day, and he also had Hulk Hogan. So it's he's got a pretty eclectic group of people he has in here. Just like, you know, like tomorrow he's going to have the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, you know,
well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, you know, that guy,
a show in itself.
Well, that guy is, you know, that guy's a, you know, another one of those sleazy people that come out of Illinois.
Oh,
well, it's not everybody. No, I didn't mean that. Not everybody, but you know, what else is going on? We've got the Good News Rescue Mission. We've got a number of other people that are going to be rolling through here. Like we said, Trish Clark's going to be coming through at 8 o'clock. Be talking about politics in Shasta County.
Speaking of the Dennis Miller Show, you look down at who his guests are on Friday. He's got Howie Mandel. Did you see him the other night on I can't remember who he was with. Maybe it was Greta. Howie Mandel is a germaphobic. Have you ever known somebody like that? I mean, he started talking about, wow, I mean, we're talking quirky. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody's a germaphobic is quirky. I mean, we all have phobias of some sort, I suppose, in some form of or another. But he talked about how he was having, this is an extreme. I'm wondering how the guy ever traveled around the world as a comedian and how he does television. I mean, he can't be living in a bubble. It was just weird. He's got a new book that's out. I don't know the name of the book right now, but it was interesting to hear him clear his, I guess, conscience, which is what a lot of people do when they write a book. It's kind of a cathartic thing.
You know, the Record Searchlight took a survey of what you think the job, you know, what kind of job is the city council doing? And I was, you know, they had 481 votes, which may be all the readership, but they had, do you approve of the Reading City Council's job performance? 87% of the people that voted on this said no. And 7% said yeah, and 6% said we're not sure anyway. The job performance of our people in the city councils are elected representatives. They have they get a lot of feedback from us, maybe not enough. The things that I see is that, again, holding people's feet to the fire. If they have done something that we don't like, there's a way to handle that, and that's during the election time. But sometimes you don't want to wait till then. So what do? You go to the city council meetings. You go to there and speak your opinion, speak your mind. And this has worked in the past. This has worked, you know, very well in the past when people show up and they tell the city council, this is what we want. These are the type of things we're doing. We don't agree with what you're doing. And on the other hand, to reinforce what they're doing is also a great, this is another thing that we can do. If we like what they're doing, we can reinforce that. We're going to take move out and take a quick break right here. And when we come back in, we'll be taking your calls. This is Carl and the Bot at KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. This is Carl and the Bot. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you what, finest walk-in tobacco emporium in the humidor. Yeah, but there's so much more. They've got, you know, they have fine wines. They have any type of beer you can think of. They have Espresso Joe's where you can get the Java of your choice.
Okay, it's all about shopping local. I went in there yesterday because, of course, we're going to go visit my folks in Sacramento for Christmas. And I had Shelley said, you know, Merry Christmas. And, you know, we love you guys and just think you guys are great. And anyway, so they have incredible coffee beans. And, of course, I'm taking a huge bag of coffee beans back to Sacramento. It's a great gift, a great housewarming gift or a hostess gift. Go get some coffee. And they have all the little syrups and some cute gifts there at Tobacco and Brew. Also want to give a shout-out to Tina. Tina, it was good to see you yesterday. Tina and Paul, good friends, longtime supporters. Met her through radio, and they ended up being good friends. Also, we're going to always, once a month, maybe twice a month, we're going to bring on a local business and highlight a local business, who they are, how long have they been in Reading, what they do. And we want to also give a shout-out this morning to Biggins Lighting. This is a family-owned lighting company. We got our lighting through Biggins Lighting, and they are talk show enthusiasts, and they're just incredible people. I want to bring them on the air and let you, if you don't know who they are, let's get to know who they are, our local businesses, Biggins Lighting. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for all that you've done for us.
You know, we've got a guest in the studio today. Grab a seat here. It's Ken White.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Okay, get you a little bit closer to that, and we'll actually turn on the microphone for you.
Thanks. Well, that looks like an old board I used to operate back in back in the day.
Well, I tell you what, we have any more problems here, you may have a job. Because we need somebody that's worked these boards.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? Oh,
except Bob.
Bob has done a fantastic job. You know what's happening. And if you've been in radio, you know it's all about interesting wires that may not be connecting even though you think they are. So we've been really blessed with a great group of people. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, we're glad you
stopped
by.
Thanks so much for having me on. This is such a privilege. And congratulations on the new show. And,
well, thank
you. New paradigm here. This
well,
is great.
It's, you know, it's... It's a choice. Everybody's got a choice now.
And
we're working hard on this one. But we're going to let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the mission.
Well, last year we put out the siren song that we were having a rough year in 2008, and then the public just responded, especially the last 6 weeks of last year. You know, we were looking at deficits and we ended up having to lay off some folks. Mm-hmm. Toward the end of last year, and so we're meeting more needs with fewer people, and then we just had this barrage of generosity toward right around the holidays last year, and it just really helped us get through the summer and the tough months of the year, but then the summer this year things fell off again, and we know that everybody out there's hurting. The economy's just not picked up, despite what you might hear in some of the media. But
the economy hasn't picked up.
No.
We're getting hammered. I mean, I don't know where people are reading this, but
yeah, I was an investment manager for 10, 11 years, and so an armchair economist on the side, especially the local economy. And Reading's always 6 months to a year behind the national economy on picking. You know, when we pick back up, and so things just have not improved. And so we've been praying for our donors because we know that they're hurting, and it's obvious. In December, actually, it's going back to November, we had about an 8.5% drop off in November, which is our second best month usually of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that hurts when it's your best month. And then in December, we had the first 2 weeks of December, we ran a report last week through the 15th, and we were down 35%. And December is our best month of the year. So that's put us in a real deep hole, and we're unfortunately after the first year, I don't know what the board's going to have to be making some tough decisions. I think on how things are going to go if things don't improve. And So our, you know, our goal is just to get out there. We don't, I don't like to do the hard ask. I don't, you know, I've really tried to motivate people with positive stories of the mission and what good things come out of there, and then let people, you know, give as they feel led. But if they don't know what the need is, it, you know, it's going to be hard for them to do that. So we just like to make people aware that, you know, where we're at.
Okay, so let's let our listeners know what you need.
Well, more than anything is cash, and I think they need it too. So, you know, like I said, it's hard for me to ask. I want to say thank you, first of all, to everybody who stands with us at the mission. That they just do a tremendous job. You know, just last Saturday we had our big banquet for Christmas and children's party and everything, and we served over 1,000 meals in one day. We had about 300 volunteers down there that day, maybe more, because a lot of people show up and don't tell us that they're coming. And then we gave away a couple hundred toys to needy kids in the community, and it was just a tremendous thing.
So are you still looking for food or anything like
that? Or we can always use food. Okay. Always use food. We can always use the in-kind donations like food and clothes and, you know, blankets and things like that. But it seems like that's more of what people have to give right now than the cash. And so we've been holding up okay on the in-kind giving. It's the cash giving that's really taken a downturn this year.
Well, real quick before we go to break, Ken, tell us which programs right now that you would say that you're most proud of.
Oh, well, all of them, really. But, you know, we started, you know, back in the 60s with three hots and a cot. It was just a shelter and a place to get a meal. And then, you know, about 10, 12, 15 years ago, they started adding services, and they added recovery programs for people who were in addiction, because what they found was that people on the street, so many of them have addictions. So they you know, start a recovery program. If we're going to really create life change in these people, we've got to help them through that problem and get them back into a life of productivity.
So how do people get a hold of you?
Well, 242-5920 is our phone number, or they can visit us online at gnrm.org. And I always have to enunciate that very clearly. That's gnrm.org. Okay. And if they, you know, want to donate or call or whatever, that's great. But again, I just want to say a thank you to the community, because they have been just tremendous despite the economy and what
it's been a tough year. And but we, you know, we're still reaching in there. And give us your phone number again.
242-5920.
We're talking with Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission. Ken, and for all of our listeners, if you're trying to figure out what to do with that piggy bank, or maybe that extra money that you received because of some kind of whatever, you found it, give it to the Good News Rescue Mission. We've got to take a break. This is Carlin and Bot. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. It's about 43 degrees. Our phone number here is 605-4567. And we have another guest in the studio.
A very special guest who looks so Christmassy. Every time she walks through the door, you are such a breath of fresh air, positive energy, someone who is just a solid, solid person. Good morning. And we're talking about Trish Clark.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing, Trish?
I'm doing fantastic.
And thank you for gracing our studios with your expertise.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, although I wish you guys did this later in the day. I'm not really a morning person, and I've been able to now luxuriate in not having to get up that time of the day now that I'm retired. So this is above and beyond, but it's worth the effort.
Well, now, you came in today, and there's something we wanted to talk about was the political outlook and what's going on politically in Shasta County.
Well, not only Shasta County. I think there's a lot of us right now who are not exactly excited about the way politics is going from the federal level right down to the local level. And I think that there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, we can blame the past administration. We can blame the current administration. A lot of blame there. We can do a lot of stuff. But we also have to, we the people, need to take a step back, look at ourselves, and find out that, you know what, we're part of the problem.
How come?
Well, there's a responsibility. We're very fortunate in this country that we have the right to vote. But with that right comes some responsibility. And we don't take that responsibility, I don't think, very seriously. When people stand for election, and let's move to the local level. Let's just look right here in Shasta County. People run for election. We do forums, we go out, we do all the things to try to educate the populace about why they should vote for us. Nobody shows up at those forums.
Why do you think we have gotten lazy?
Total apathy. Total apathy. Unless they hit us right in the pocketbook, unless they hit us right square in the face with an issue, we won't take the time as a population to do anything about it until it's too late. So we put these people into office. We elect them. We don't know anything about them. A lot of time we go whether they're the first on the ballot or the last. Or I mean, there's all kinds of scientific things that say why you get elected. The positioning on the ballot is part of it. That doesn't say a lot for the voter, but it's true.
The R or D behind their names.
Exactly.
You know, whether that person is competent or not, just because they have an R or a D.
And at the local level, we don't even have that because they're nonpartisan. We put them in office, and most of the elected offices, I would tell you that most of the people in Chester County couldn't tell you who your auditor controller is, couldn't tell you who your assessor is, couldn't tell you who the tax collector is. Maybe the tax collector because you have to write a check. But they serve, and generally speaking, a lot of those positions are elected, and they serve until they get tired of serving because nobody looks at them every 4 years. Nobody challenges them. We don't even give them a report card every 4 years. Now, I'm not suggesting that the people that are holding those offices need to be replaced. I'm not commenting one way or the other whether they're good. But what I'm saying is the people in Chester County don't know because they don't look.
How do we encourage people, our citizens here in the North State, to really start paying attention? How do you encourage that?
Well, you start, and I used to, you know, part of what I did as an elected official for 20 years in Chester County was go out into the high schools, go out and talk to the kids, talk to them about their responsibility, about how they needed to be involved in their community. Know who these people are. Know that these elections are coming up and go and question them. And then work for a candidate. Get involved and know a difference. And then follow what they do for the 4 years they're in office. And if they're not doing what you want them to do, call them up and tell them so.
We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot. Our guest today is Trish Clark. We're talking local politics. We're going to be talking state and national also. This is KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM right here in Shasta, Redding. Our guest is Trish Clark. And, Bob, you keep on making these gestures to me. Is it were the mics hot?
I said the mics are going live. But
don't do it until the commercial's over because I can't remember that. Trish.
605-4567. We have Trish in the house. You know what I was saying to Trish at the break was you know, when Trish Clark walks through the door, you know she is a no-nonsense, bottom-line person that is, let's get to the facts. And I just really admire that about you.
Well, thank you, Linda. You know, I've never been clever enough to be able to talk out of both sides of my mouth. And so I found all the time that I've been in public life and in public office, it was just easier to just say it like it was.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being direct. And that's the problem we're having. Now, let's go back to our local politics here.
Okay. The issue right now is, okay, so we've got all of these seats coming up for election. And we've got some judgeships. We've got the auditor, the county clerk, the district attorney, the sheriff, treasurer, tax collector, and we've got two seats on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Now, the Board of Supervisors probably gets a little more attention and generally is challenged except in certain areas. And maybe there's even a challenge out for both those seats this time, but that will remain to be seen. But the auditor, the county clerk, district attorney, sheriff, and the treasurer, tax collector, most of those just kind of stay there. Nobody challenges, nobody checks, nobody knows what they're doing. So, I mean, they usually have that seat for 20, 30 offices and are never challenged. They run unopposed. Some of the people that are in office now have never had opposition. Nobody's ever run against them. So we've never been able to listen to them say why they think they're qualified to be in those positions.
Just for the record, tell our listeners who has never been opposed?
Well, David Kehoe in District 1, for one. And never been opposed. Never.
That's in Redding. So he ran the first time unopposed.
That's District 1, which is the downtown district, but it's a Shasta County Board of Supervisors seat.
Yeah. And he ran unopposed and has never – how long has David been in the job?
I think he's been – this is his third term.
Okay, 12 years and never been opposed. Huh. Anybody else?
Well, the county clerk, she was appointed by the board and then ran unopposed, I believe. You know, and that's not That's not really the issue. The point is, right now is the time to be calling those people. What have they done in the last 4 years? What have they done for you? Have they lived up to the commitments they did make? Let's question them. Let's get out there.
We need to do that.
Exactly. Get them on, you know, at least make them go through the process of telling us why they're qualified to be there.
Yeah.
Get the juices going. Again, in 2010, this is the year coming up.
Let's go to the phones. David,
good morning.
Yeah, a question for Trish Clark. What does she think about the retail development at Knighton Road, and does she think it will finally force some kind of a tax agreement between the city and the county? I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Thanks, David.
Well, that's a delicious question, because you're never, ever going to get a tax agreement, nor do you necessarily need one. I'm not a proponent of that tax exchange agreement, because people really don't understand why it will never work. But the only way you're ever going to get that is if the county puts them in a position, themselves in a position where they increase their sales tax, then Reading will be able to deal, because they've always been willing to share the county's tax increment, but they will never be willing to share what they already have.
Oh, that's going to be a change. It's got to be a big change. Well,
retail development at Knighton Road. Uh-huh. I've never been in favor of a large shopping mall there. The auto mall would have been probably the best thing could have gone in there. It would have produced a tremendous tax increment. It would have not had a devastating impact on the area there. Whoever saw a traffic jam at an auto mall? You're just not going to get that kind of traffic, but it would have been a really good project.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you're voting, you see a name, auto mall traffic congestion. I mean, for some reason that, you know, that just, it goes together, even if it's not true.
And do I think this one will go through? I have no idea. Yeah. At some point from the time that they put that interchange in there, it was inevitable that that corner will develop.
Well, you know, one of the battles we've been doing on our show is how can we help small business? And how can we help businesses grow in not just Reading, but Shasta County?
And the way you do that is to elect individuals into decision-making positions, specifically the Board of Supervisors, who would, in fact, go to the Resource Development Department and put them, force them to work with. Government does not create jobs. Government creates an atmosphere which makes it gives the ability to entrepreneurs to create new jobs.
That's the bottom line. And any time we put an impediment up in front, and I'm not talking about, you know, somebody, you know, building a factory that pollutes the air for the next 12 generations, but there are so many impediments up in front of our people trying to do business, taxes, fees, silly little things.
Nonsense things.
I'm not talking about taxes and fees, but your flowers aren't planted 18 inches apart. We're not going to give you a license to open up. What kind of BS is that?
A mindset exists that we can make you do this just because we can.
Got to take a break here. We're talking to Trish Clark, taking your calls at 605-4567. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. See you after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest is Trish Clark. And, you know, and I know Linda's got a couple of questions, and we're going to kind of like, we'll start opening this up a little bit.
Well, I want to make one final comment about the election process and remind people that filing period for all these offices is February 15th. The election is June 8th, the primary election. Find out about this. You know, if you have expertise in some of these areas, think you might be interested, you might want to run for one of these seats. They're good jobs. They are interesting. And if you have the expertise, find out about it. At least call them up and ask them what they've been doing for you for the last 4 years.
Well, we're going to be talking about this a lot here in the next few weeks before that filing period. I tell you that because we cannot continue going on the way we are. We're just getting ourselves killed out here, you know, tax-wise.
Well, that's exactly true. And here's the deal. It starts right here at the local level. Then it goes to the state. Then it goes to the federal. We need to pay attention.
And I think it's very important, Carl and I stand for having our politicians, I hate to use that word, politicians, but the people running.
That's where they are.
Well, running.
It's not a dirty word. Well, some of them make it a dirty word, but it really isn't. I was a politician. It's the definition of the job.
That's right.
Okay. So the people running for office, politicians/politicians, We want to have them on, and we want to people need to be held accountable. What you, and that's what I love about you, Trish. Again, you, what you, you are what you say. You, you know, you, your word is your wand. Speaking of wands, if you had a magic wand and you could wave it, what would you do with still water?
Still dirt.
It's still dirt.
It still is. do you know, gosh, that probably was a really good plan at some point. Probably when manufacturing was still happening, probably 20 years ago, before all of the manufacturing and good jobs and all those things left California, and in fact, most of the United States. I don't know what they're going to do with it now. If I had a magic wand, I probably would put medical manufacturing businesses out there, because I think certainly that is going to be – they're going to have to do something about producing medical equipment, et cetera, if we're going to serve all these people. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a challenge, because a tremendous amount of money has been spent on that project.
And we're still putting money into it. And we can't even, I think they're trying to give it away, but I'm not sure, you know, some of the storage space or some of the space there, if we can just get a business in there. And I would be interested to see truly what the plan is for Stillwater. I mean, they can talk about it, but have we sold one square inch of Stillwater?
But you have to understand, I mean, the handwriting was on the wall. Across from the airport, there was that industrial complex that was developed how many years ago? It's still 90% vacant. And even the buildings that, in fact, were built, a lot of those are vacant. So that should have given somebody a clue someplace down the line that perhaps that wasn't going to just take off and run.
Now, especially when you've got hundreds of thousands of square footage of this type of space across the state line. You've got it up the road. You know, I mean, I can understand where, you know, we're located. We can put a right on 5 and all this. But I talked to a guy that was building something here. He says, I need a railroad track. I need to be able to get stuff from the train to my facility.
We got a spot down in Anderson that just worked great for that.
I guess down in Anderson that they've been pulling in a few businesses.
They
there.
Certainly have.
And I wonder what they're doing that Redding's not doing.
Well, they're laying out a real good red velvet carpet for businesses and coming in, and their attitude is, what can we do to help you?
Anderson is thriving.
It's doing much better than the rest of the county and certainly much better than the rest of the state. They've just been plugging along for years with a real can-do attitude. And as I indicate, what can we do to help you? Not how can we get in my way and show you my power?
Well, look what McDilda did. He moved his marbles.
Yes, he did. And by the way, that's a wonderful thing. I took my grandchildren there the other night, and we had a fabulous time.
I think we're going to try to head out there tonight. But before we go to the next half hour, we're taking your call, 605-4567. We have Trish Clark. Next half hour, we're going to talk about an interesting email that we just received from somebody who's very, very involved in the community and concerned, as her daughter is in medical school. And we're going to talk about healthcare reform and how it is affecting us.
And are we really thinking about what 30 million people, the impact that's going to have on our medical care? Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Trish Clark. We're talking about a number of things. Phone lines are lighting up. Let's start talking a little bit about health care. We got a great email from one of our listeners that said that, while her daughter was in medical school, there's a few things. Is that 30 million more people onto the system. Right now, we have to import doctors, pharmacists, other medical types to keep our system going. And that there has been no new medical schools built. The one in California that's supposed to be built is hung up in budgets. And that of the 133 medical schools that are out there, if they all graduate 100 a year, that's not even going to get close to taking care of the people that are going to be joining or, you know, be in the system. And that's just general care. I mean, what about the specialist? So the fact is where are we going to get all these doctors to take care of all of these people that are joining the system. And I just heard a senator bragging about we're going to have 30 million more people that are going to be getting medical care, you know, that we're taking care of here.
The saddest part of this whole thing is if, in fact, you are back to the responsibility, if you're responsible for your health care and it's costing you something, you use it judiciously. You don't be taking your kids to the doctor for sniffles and those kind of things. When you put all of these people on free medical coverage, we are going to be so impacted, so inundated that you're not going to be able to get next to a doctor for any reason. Your own doctor. I mean, those of us who have, established practice with a doctor, we're not going to be able to get anywhere near them when we're real sick.
Well, that's the problem. You know, then we go back and they say, oh, there will not be rationing. That's wrong. There will be, because if you have too many
supply
people,
and demand.
That's it. You can only go so far before there's no doctors.
And in fact, if they're not going to get paid, a lot of doctors don't want to take Medi-Cal. They don't want to take Medicare because they don't get paid in a timely manner, and it's so reduced. So what's going to happen with this new, are the doctors just, why would you become a doctor, Carl? If you're 25 years old thinking about a career, why would you do that at this point in time?
Well, you know, you think, you know, that there's a certain amount of humanity in people, that they want to be a doctor, they want to help people. But it's difficult to help people if you're not getting paid, you're inundated. I don't know if anybody has been in a job, and I'm sure there's many out there, that it is so many things are coming on you that you can't do a good job, that if you can't do a good job, and especially in healthcare, it destroys the morale, and they're going to leave that job, because who wants to hurt somebody because you're so overworked or you can't see them, or the people you've had a relationship with for a decade, you can no longer see them because of being literally forced into accepting new patients and new health insurance. Because I guarantee you that if you're going to be certified as a board certified doctor, surgeon, whatever, you have got to say, I'm accepting this, you know, government, you know, the government, the new government plans.
And when you get into a position where you're trying to treat that patient, you're not going to be able to make the decisions that you think are the best way to treat them. You're going to have some pencil pusher sitting at a desk telling you yes or no, you can order this test or that test or this medication because it's not approved or it's not costly. You're going to have all these other people making decisions for how you treat that patient.
Well, it's happening now.
But
it's going to get worse.
Yeah, people argue is that health, you know, I read, and I know during the Senate hearings that they had, that the people talk about all this money that the health insurance companies make. I think it's about a 10%. It's not 50%. It's not 40%. You know, I'm hearing things that, well, 50% of the money healthcare, the health insurance companies or the insurance companies make is to, for their overhead. You know, the bloated salaries of the CEOs and all this. But, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, we're talking health insurance. The health insurance side of it is only like that's a 10% profit.
But that's, right from the get-go on Medicare, that's a perfect example. Because the Medicare system in general helps bloat that health insurance industry. When you turn 65, even if you have good insurance that you've paid for years and years, it is mandatory that you take Medicare as your primary. Why is that?
Well,
can't you have Medicare be a backup to the insurance you've paid for? That insurance company who you've been paying to for 40 years and probably not used, now you're getting older, you may be using, they get off the hook and they get to back up Medicare. Why are we paying for health insurance now for people who can afford to have their own?
It's 605-4567 is our phone number. And let's take this even another step. You retire from the military after 20, 30 years, or you're medically retired for injuries or for whatever. You're on TRICARE. Now, this is something that you pay into, but it's not free, and you pay into it's an insurance plan until you hit age 65. And then guess what happens? That your insurance that you've earned and your service to this country becomes Medicare. And guess what? Where they're taking TRICARE one day, the day you hit 65, you're now in Medicare, you have to pay up front. And so we are running into problems with our veterans right and left. And when I called and talked to Boxers people and Herger's people, if they have no concept of what you're talking about, they think it's, oh, but they're having problems with the payment of the doctors. I said, no, the whole system is screwed up here. You know, because why is TRICARE? Why do they have to take Medicare? There's no answer to this. They're so busy out there getting in their own little political, you know, fights and, you know, trying to push all this stuff through without caring about what's happening to the people.
And they're going
to
solve that by cutting several billion dollars from Medicare and putting an additional 20 million people on it. And that's going to somehow make this system work.
Did you know there's more doctors retiring each year than we are producing out of the medical schools?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain.
I'm sure it must be. You know, if we're producing 1,000 doctors a year, you know there's more than a thousand doctors retiring right now. You know, this whole concept is a feel good, let me buy your vote. And don't even get into buying votes. You know, this Nelson thing is still, you know, I am still at high hover on that.
There are so many of the 60 votes that they required that cost us so much money to get to that magic 60 number so that can be passed. And what's up with that? Why does this have to be passed before Christmas?
What is that? Is this some kind of – is this so President Obama can have something under his tree besides a lump of coal? I don't know. You know, the thing is that it – 2,000 pages of this health care plan plus another 400 at the last second – I defy any of those people to tell me they've read the whole
thing. Check out your phone book. How many pages are in your phone book? Can you imagine trying to read that phone book and figure out what the heck is in it?
So then this from a president who said as he was running for office repeatedly that everything that he was going to do and every piece of
legislation,
we need to start doing that. But every piece of legislation would be broadcast on CNN. The people would know they were going to. Why he wanted to put it on the Clinton News Network, I'm not sure. But anyway, he was going to be sure that the people saw every piece of legislation before it was voted on. Do you remember that? I mean, he said
I remember that. And they're, you know, the deals are being made. You know, you can talk about the Republicans, okay? They are not a stalwart group either. But everything that Obama said has not come true as far as transparency in politics. The policies he said he was going to push for, people, you know, that's happening, you know. And the health care, as bad as this is going to be, this cap and trade and this thing with the EPA starting to put restrictions on how we gain our electrical power, that's going to be piled on top of everything else. I just don't think that people realize how much this Congress is going to cost us in the short and the long term.
We're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Taking your calls with Trish Clark, 605-4567. Aren't you outraged? Get it off your chest and give us a call. This is Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Welcome back. Yes, good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. We have Trish Clark in the house with us today. 605-4567. We've been talking about health care. The bummer we're looking at, Trish. Okay, 2010. Well, first of all, we're talking about a bill that's going to be passed this is kind of sleight of hands. I think Americans are feeling this thing in their gut that, you know, what's happening? What happened to this future that we thought where we worked hard, we showed up and we voted that we were going to be okay as Americans? What do you say about that?
Well, I think that we're in a lot of trouble in this country, and I personally am an optimist. I believe at some point the silent majority is going to rise up, and I think we're seeing signs of that. Hopefully they're going to do it quick enough that the voting in 2010 can pull back some of this. Bear in mind that this is real tricky stuff. They're going to pass this legislation, which has to be passed before December 25th. I mean, they got to take this vote before they can go home on Christmas vacation. Then, as I understand it, the health care provisions, in fact, don't take effect till, don't quote me, but sometime after 2014. However, the taxes to pay for it will start taking effect right quickly, so that the American people, quite frankly, because we don't pay enough attention, are not ever going to make the connection between the taxes and the health care because they're too separated.
They're
just not going to figure out what the heck hit them.
And it's all happening too fast. It's just we can't even comprehend. Let's go to the phones and take a call. Linda, good morning.
Hi. I disagree with Trish that the people won't put it together. They will remember in November, and that's our, short of revolution, that's our recourse is the ballot box.
I hope you're right.
You know that.
I hope I'm right, too.
That's our only way.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I said that is our only way we can change this, is to try and take it back.
Yeah, well, and attend the Tea Party meeting and get informed Monday nights on Hilltop at the Holiday Inn at 5:30 every Monday night. Be there, folks. There's a huge group that meets there. The other thing I wanted to say was Barbara Boxer comes up for election in this November, 2010. And you have to vote this woman out. She's a total liberal. She's for abortion on demand. And that's killing babies. I don't care what they say. Also, I'm nervous.
Let me throw in something about Barbara Boxer, because, you know, the issue is we all stand here and we will all vote against her. But if we get everybody in Shasta County and all the surrounding counties to vote against Boxer, we could make it happen.
But you have to get everybody out, and I think Boxer has shown enough, enough arrogance that it's starting to get to people. In this.
Yes, well, it's the arrogance of this Christmas Eve vote too.
Well, that's for sure. You know, this again. Do we need to have parts of our health care changed? Absolutely. The thing about people being denied health care for pre-existing conditions, if they have to change from one health insurer to another, that's got to be fixed. That's got to be changed.
Well, it's for sure we're not going to get competition with a government option. Who competes with the government? Also, if they would just, that simple measure of allowing insurance companies to sell insurance across state lines, that would be enough competition.
Well, it'd be nice if that happened.
But government is way too big. It's when the people fear the government instead of the other way around, we are in trouble. But the people care and understand. It's just that the government doesn't care. They don't take your phone calls. They don't take your they throw your letters out, and they don't listen. They don't answer the phone or have this phony apology. Oh, the phones are overloaded. It's bull.
And it's time to take it back, because we, the people, are the government. And we need to start acting like we know that and just holding them accountable.
That's
but
right.
It takes all of us.
Well, and read the Constitution. There are little copies of the Constitution. Just know that it is. You're right, Trish. It is we the people.
Well, that's exactly it. But I will guarantee you that the people who take those oaths of office up and down this state and all the way back to the federal government don't even know what's in their oath of office. We need to hold them accountable. They vote on a daily basis on things that are absolutely unconstitutional.
Well, it's the greed factor. They get up in Washington. They get away from contact with the people. Then they get greedy in Washington. They look out for their own interests, and they get all the perks from the lobbyists, and then they get corrupted. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. The thing is, when they go back to their constituents, we need to make it clear, loud and clear. I think when these Democrats, after passing through this, you know, we got to pass it on Christmas Eve when people are, their attention is diverted because it's the holidays. But when they get back to their constituents, I hope they hear loud and clear from people. And everyone, not everyone, but most people up here in beautiful Redding, northern state, have relatives, and when you talk to those people down in Southern California, wherever you came from, let it be known that they have to take action. They have to talk to their elected representatives and get people on fire.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, we're going to have to take a break here, but
sure.
Thank you so much for your
Thanks.
Phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Trish Clark. Join us after these messages.
Happy to be here on this beautiful December 23rd. It's about 45 degrees out. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. We're wrapping it up with Trish Clark, who's been our guest this morning. This is Free Fire Radio. We're going to be out ringing the bell today at Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard. What's the time?
We're going to be there from 12 to 2.
Come by, say hello. Last year we were at Gottschalk's, and we love meeting our listeners. So come by today from 12 to 2, O'Reilly's in Lake Boulevard. And before we wrap up today, I just want to say to you, for the people who are listening to this show, and the future listeners and the past listeners, as we grow here with our show, our new radio station and show, that we encourage you in 2010 to really get active. One of the main reasons and one of the admirable traits of Trish Clark is that Trish Clark is an action woman. She takes action. She doesn't talk about it. She does it. She talks about it, then does it. So we had an opportunity to buy a radio station. It's a very hard process. We are so pleased. We're blessed. It all was a God thing how it worked. And so we encourage you to be with us, to call us in the morning from 7 to 9. We're live. We want to hear what you want to talk about. We're here for you. This is our way of putting, I guess you could say our money where our mouth is, but I can't implore enough that we
use the station
as a voice for the people. We are for the people and by the people here at KCNR.
And we want to hear all points of view. It's not just one point of view. It's not just a conservative point of view. We want to hear everything. There's people out there that have opposed some of the things we have said before. That's fine. Let us hear you. You're not going to be treated shabbily. Everybody knows when you come on this show that you're treated civilly and as a guest in our home.
You know, this is a great opportunity for everybody in Shasta County because people do have opinions. And a lot of times you feel like you don't. I don't want to make somebody angry or what have you. You have created an opportunity here for everybody to voice their opinions, get involved, agree to disagree about some subjects. That's why we're so fortunate as Americans that we, in fact, can do that. I mean, we can oppose people that are in office. We can agree with them. We can agree with part of what they do. But we have that freedom to do it. Take advantage of it. This is a perfect opportunity.
And if we don't, we're selling ourselves short. It's like what we've been talking about today. Do you actually know what the person you elected into that position, do you really know what they stand for? Do you know what? Do you know what they've accomplished over the last 4 years? Do you know what they want to do in the next 4 years? And if they can't articulate it, then we may have a big problem, and it's up to us to change that person. We need to have somebody in there that, one, that values the Constitution, that, two, that values the ideals of what we stand for. And I say we, meaning Americans. And not just go along to get along.
Thank you, Trish, for being our guest today.
It's been my pleasure. We need to do a future show, and we need to get into another subject that's dear to my heart. And that is the whole thought process about whether we're a republic, which we are, but are we turning into a democracy, and why is that?
You know, we're going to have you on a lot here this coming year because we are going to be hammering away at our constituents, our listeners, our fellow North Staters to get involved. Get involved. Make the changes that need to be changed.
Again, we're going to be at Rayleigh's ringing the bell today from 12 to 2.
Yep, for the Salvation Boulevard. Army. And from what I understand, the Salvation Army sent out a fax to everybody saying is that people have given enough turkeys and hams, that they have enough to help the people. So, you know what? Again, hooray for the North State. Trish, we got like 30 seconds. Any last things here before Christmas?
Only just like to wish everyone a really merry, blessed Christmas and a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year.
You know, there's so much to be thankful for. Yeah, things are rough, but there are so many things to be thankful for in this country and in our state. This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?